Okay. Alright. Come in! Alright, that's one. Come in! Oh, hi. What do you want? Okay, well, just sit down and wait for me to finish this. Okay. Balance. Quarter sales. Okay. No, I'm not ignoring you. I just really need to finish this. Okay. What brings you to my humble office? Okay, well, what is it that you want to talk to me about? Look, I really don't have the time for you to be stammering and blabbering about something really important. I need to finish this report and I need you to be out with it because my time is very valuable and I do not have time to be wasting on your bullshit. So please, out with it and quickly and concisely. Huh. Oh, really? Oh, that's good. That is very good. Why am I laughing? This is a serious matter. Let me tell you something. Young associate. I have been doing this for a long enough time where little pesky men like you do not faze me. Oh, but it's so serious. Sweetheart, do you really think that in the years I've been working here, I haven't been doing that the entire time? And do you really think that you're the first person to notice? Yes, that is in fact me on Gone Wild Audio. And yes, those are in fact my recordings. Why am I not denying it? I don't have to. Why would I have to deny it? Oh, because it looks bad. Listen here, little boy. You coming into my office with that stuck-up attitude, nose in the air, walking in here cock first, is a little irritating. And it irritates me because you have the gall to walk into my office, an office with a plaque out on the door that says Executive Vice President. And you're coming to me to tell me that you're gonna talk to HR and let them know what I'm doing unless I give you a promotion. Listen, little boy, there are many things that piss me off. This is not one of them. This is annoying. This is aggravating. And this is simply the product of inexperience and naivete and a severe lack of judgment on your part. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. Oh, does that make you uncomfortable? The fact that I walked around my desk and sat on it right in front of you with my legs crossed and my heels just touching your calf lightly. Oh, I wish you could see yourself right now. You look so scared. I'm confused. Well, let me tell you what's gonna happen here. Sweet boy. Sweet, naive, immature boy. You know, you are just about as old as my son. And you act very much like him. Well, I can tell this is your first job. I can tell that you just got out of college, graduated with your first degree. How cute. And you have absolutely zero life and work experience. So, let me break it down for you, honey. This is what's gonna happen. Coming in here and blackmailing me with your silly little pretense of promotion and tattletaling to HR is not gonna work. And it was a very, very poorly thought out plan. And I'll tell you why. First of all, because if you don't think that I have fucked half of HR, you are kidding yourself. Oh, how did I fuck half of HR if they're all women? Oh boy, you are even sweeter and more innocent than I thought you were. Oh, right? How would I do that? I'm married. You have a lot to learn, sweet boy. And you're gonna learn a lot today. But I'm not done. And don't fucking interrupt me. The next time you interrupt me, this heel is gonna be dug into your sad little pathetic cock and balls. So shut the fuck up and listen to me. Pay attention. Now, if you don't think that our boss, the president and CEO of this company, knows about everything that I do, you're also very, very sadly mistaken. And if you think I haven't been fucking him for the last 20 years, well then, I suppose, really, the joke is all on you. Now, you are going to shut that pretty little mouth of yours, because I am going to tell you what's going to happen from here on out. You are going to be my fuck toy. Oh, don't look so surprised and don't look so scared. After all, you have listened to my audios, haven't you? There's obviously a reason that you've listened to them. And there's a reason that you thought you would be bold enough to come in here and confront me about them. Did you really think I wasn't like this in real life? Really? Oh. You thought that I was just scary and bossy, but that I was a frigid bitch. Well, surprise, surprise. Now, you are going to be my fuck toy from now on. And if you're not, I will be going to HR, and I will be going and snitching on you and telling them that you came to me and that you propositioned me inappropriately and that I was just so scared and that I felt like you were being sexually inappropriate with me. And that you were creating a hostile work environment, so I just had to go and tell them because I couldn't handle it. And that's what's gonna happen. And who do you think they are going to believe? And who do you think they're gonna side with? Even if they know about my perversions and proclivities, they are never going to side with you, a pathetic little green employee that nobody gives a fuck about. I've been here for 20 years, honey, and I'm not going anywhere. So it would behoove you to do as you're told. So, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna be a good boy for mistress? Or am I gonna have to go down to HR and start a little bit of a scene? For lack of a better word. It's your choice, sweetheart. You can pick which scene you want me to start. Good. I figured that's the one you'd want. Or at least the one you'd pick. Oh, sweet boy. There's no need to cry yet. I haven't even done anything to make your tears flow freely. Come here. Let me just wipe those pretty little tears away from that pretty little face. You really shouldn't waste your tears like that. Especially not with what's coming next. You're going to want to save up all the tears and prepare yourself for all the crying and sobbing and snot and begging. Come here. Come with me. Where are you supposed to sit? Over my knee, of course. No, it's not that difficult. Just come over here by my armchair and bend over. Lay across my lap and I will hold you over my knee. Yes, sweet boy. This is exactly what you think it's going to be. No, I did not say that you could ask me questions. I gave you an order, and I expect you to follow orders immediately. In fact, before you get over my knee, you need to have one thing clear. The only words I want to hear coming out of your mouth are yes ma'am or no ma'am. When I am asking you a question, when I give you an order, the only acceptable words are yes ma'am
thank you, ma'am, or please, ma'am. Am I clear? Yes, what? Good boy. You're a little rebellious for now, but I think we can beat that out of you. And you are a quick learner. Now, come here. Stop right next to the armchair. Good. Now, take off your pants. Did I fucking stutter? I said take off your pants. Ah, yes, ma'am. Good. Good boy, you're learning already. Okay. All the way down. All the way to the ground. Around your ankles. You know what, for good measure, take off those boxer briefs, too. Good boy. Now, at this time, I'm not choosing to embarrass you for the underwhelmingly mediocre erection that you're sporting, because I know this is your first time doing anything like this, and I can tell that you're very nervous. But just know that I'm not always this kind. So what do you say? That's right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, what are you waiting for? Get over my knee. Good. Very, very nice. Your other parts may not be very impressive, but your ass is very much to my liking. Do you like that pet? Do you like it when I lightly caress your ass? No. Maybe this time I'll let you answer with a phrase. Why not, pet? Why don't you like it that I'm grabbing your ass and lightly squeezing and caressing it? Oh, because you're afraid of what's coming next. You really are not as dull as I thought you were. Do you want me to let you in on a little secret? You should be afraid, because what's coming is going to hurt a lot. Now, these are just warm-ups, and they're not made to hurt, just to get your pretty little ass nice and pink and ready for me to bring on the harder ones. That last one hurt. Good. Because these are going to leave a mark. Now, after every one of these, you are going to say, thank you, ma'am. And you are going to count. So, let's try that out. One, what do you say? Good boy. Two, good boy. Three, four, 5, 6. Oh, you gotta get quicker than that. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, those were a little bit harder than the ones before. But now, you are going to count and thank me. Good boy. Was this a bad idea? That's right, boy. Are you ever going to disobey your mistress and boss again? Good boy. Are you going to listen and obey every single thing that I say? Good boy. Oh, but you're crying. Good. You deserve to cry because you were a little fucking asshole. But I'm still being good to you and rubbing that tender, bright red ass of yours. You did take that spanking like a very good boy. So, you've earned a reward. Turn around. Sit on the desk. No, don't look at me like that. I don't give a fuck how much your ass is aching and burning and stinging right now. You will sit that ass down on the desk. Understood? Good boy. Well, would you look at that little cock of yours? So hard for your mistress. It looks like you really enjoyed that, didn't you, pet? Now let me take that tiny little cock of yours into my hand and use that pre-cum leaking all over it to slide my hand down. Aww. That feels good, doesn't it, pet? Yes, it does. I can see it by the way you close your eyes and the way your mouth is opening, and you look like you have just reached nirvana. Oh, does that hurt now? Oh, am I squeezing too hard? Poor baby. Now, you are not allowed to come. Oh, is that surprising? How cute. No, you are not allowed to come from this. But I do think that I'm tired of doing all the work. Fuck my hand. Are you deaf? I said, fuck my hand. If you want to feel good, thrust into my hand like you would thrust into the pathetic little pussy of some young college girl you'd be fucking. That looks like it got through to you. Oh my. That is quite the enthusiastic thrusting from you. Oh, that is pretty hard. Oh, does that hurt? Oh, no. Oh, if that hurts so much, then why are you fucking my hand faster? Huh? Oh, it's too tight. The hand that I have around your balls is too tight, too. Then why are you fucking me so fast? Remember, you can't come. Oh, my goodness. Look at that pathetic, dripping, leaking little dick. Oh, you were so close to coming, weren't you? Oh, but you didn't, because I took my hand off. Oh. Would you look at that? Oh. That just bounced up even more. Oh. It looks like somebody is enjoying having their cock slapped. Oh, and look at how it bounces. You are so pathetic. Oh, you like that. You like it when I slap your cock. Oh, it's leaking even more. I have an idea. You are in luck. I usually keep this around here in case the boss man decides to come for a visit. But I just bought a brand new one in anticipation of him giving me a visit. Do you know what this is, good boy? That's right. This is a chastity device. And it's brand new, just for you. Oh, is your cock getting soft at the sight of it? It won't be once I've trained you enough. But thank you for making my job easier. Now I'm just going to put this part around your balls. Just like this. And then I am going to put your little soft, pathetic dick through. Like that. And then I am going to put the cage right on your dick. Right around it. And clasp it to the top. Just like that. And now I'm going to put the lock around it. In through the hole. And I keep the keys. Oh, sweet boy. Did you learn your lesson about what happens when you go around trying to blackmail your superiors? Hmm. Yes. I think it's going to be a lesson that's going to take you multiple sessions to learn. But I think you are eager to learn, and I think I can teach you a thing or two. I am going to have so much fun with you.